Today's podcast is the discussion of anti-gamer Jack Thompson. I am www.abovetopsecret.com member Maverick Hunter, and this is a podcast which pretty much tells you what I think about the new anti-gamer Jack Thompson. Due to the lack of convenience with that music, with my podcast, I apologize that I won't be able to share any music, with ATS on my podcast. So, Jack Thompson is an anti-gamer who hasn't won any games since Pong, and for someone who has an anti-gamer, he has a lot to complain about. I don't see why he hasn't complained about any of the new games, like Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories. He hasn't complained about that one bit. And then there is the Dynasty Warriors series. It's a game that teaches people to thrash other people with swords. And, well, basically, coming from an anti-gamer, I think that his ideas are stupid. He tried to court Take Two and Rockstar. But that's typical of Jack Thompson. Jack Thompson is a guy who you are afraid of. You don't want to meet him in court. He plays video games because he thinks they're violent and he thinks they breed terrorism. I claim different, however. I'm a video gamer. I even played Metal Gear Solid. Does that mean that I want to be in a terrorist cell? No, it doesn't. But I like to say that Jack Thompson isn't an idiot, but Jack Thompson is. Jack Thompson claims lots of wildish and outlandish things, but I want to say what I have to say, not what he has to say. I've been playing games since the Game Boy and the SNES came out. The Super Nintendo was my favorite system of all time. I followed the Game Boy series, the Game Boy Color. I had Chrysalis, Metal Gear Solid, Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, Wario Land 2, and also Mortal Kombat 2. And I had played Mega Man Extreme 2, and also this one racing game. None of those games were violent. In fact, a lot of the games that Jack Thompson was complaining about from the PlayStation series of gaming have been on the Game Boy games, and that clearly indicates that he does not represent gaming media as a whole. Gaming focuses emphasis on graphics, gameplay, and hits. These greatest hits are influential, well, of course. But of course they bring violence. Without violence, these games lack an element of gameplay. If he wants games without violence, he should go play a Leapfrog Leapster. They even have it in TV now. They have a Leapfrog Leapster without the game system. You can hook up your games from your Leapfrog Leapster portable home system into the TV, and you can see it on the big screen. Well, that's just dandy. I'm not getting one because it's an educational game for little kids. You could also complain that Link's throwing his sword causes violence. And you could complain that Mario jumping on enemies is, like, also violent. Like, hey, I'm gonna give you one-up. Like, WTF, you're gonna give me one-up? WTF, I don't know what WTF you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Jack Thompson could say that Mario getting a 1-up or being given a 1-up could easily be pinpointed of Mario being high or Mario being on shrooms, but that, again, is a ridiculous claim. All these claims Jack Thompson makes are ridiculous. And he's one of the strongest anti-gamers. I don't see why he hasn't beaten games since Pong. Maybe that's he's resilient, or maybe that's because he's playing stupid. Games, as they get longer, are more complex and more harder. And they become less easier, and they have more graphical elements in their game. And let me see. I follow console gaming as well, and so I have an NES. I have fine games on that system. I have Duck Hunt, which you could say glorifies cheating hunting, and Super Mario Bros., Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Double Dragon. Oh yeah, I also have Game Boy Advance and Nintendo DS. And the Nintendo DS made gaming fun again. What else can Jack Thompson complain about? Yeah, so there's the Nintendo NES. Those are the only games I have for it. The Super Nintendo, I have Super Mario Bros. 4, which is Super in Japan, which is Super Mario World here in the US. F-Zero, I have Metal Warriors, not Metal Gear, I have Phalanx, Super Strike Gunner, Run Saber, and I haven't turned into a reckless violent person, now have I? I have other games too, and I have Jet Force Gemini on the N64, which probably is one of the most violent games of all times. Jack Thompson could say that it involves a lot of shooting. And I also have a GameCube. I have Metal Gear Solid. And I haven't turned out to be a terrorist. And Super Smash Bros. Melee. But I've beaten anyone up. I play violent gun games at my friend's house on his Xbox 360. And I feel that all of Jack Thompson's claims are ridiculous and outlandish. I'm going to be very interested in the Xbox 360, Yi, and PS3 generation. I can't wait to try out some new games for the PS3, Xbox 360, or Wii, or because I like gaming, and Jack Thompson doesn't. My views differ from his, and I even go to GameFAQs. So I have to say, screw you, Jack Thompson. Screw you, Jack Thompson. Screw you, Jack Thompson. Once again, screw you, Jack Thompson. And if I could ask Jack Thompson one question, I would ask him to write a book. That's what I think. Thank you. This is Maverick Hunter, and I'm signing off.